Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you, live your life in the reality of His power, and be all His Word says you can be.
Help me do more. What does it say? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now, it says, now faith, help me.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
The evidence of things not seen.
Evidence of things not seen.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
For by it, the Bible says, faith is the substance. I'm laying foundation this morning and I want you to please follow me closely. If this is your first day in SLC, please follow closely. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of hope. Faith substantiates hope. What it means is that if you don't have hope, you can't have faith. Because faith is the substance of hope. Hope is the future. Faith is the present. Hope says it can be done. Faith says it is done. Hope says I can be healed. Faith says I am healed. Hope says I can be prosperous. Faith says I am prosperous. You see, faith is the substance of hope. If you can hope for it, then you can have faith for it. Give me verse 3. What does verse 3 say?
Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God.
The world, this world was framed by the word of God, yes?
So that things which are seen were not made of things
so that the things that we see today are not made out of things that are visible. Give me Amplified Classic for verse 3. Amplified Classic. Okay, let's start from verse 1. Amplified Classic.
Now faith is the assurance.
Do you have Amplified Classic media? Faith is the assurance.
The confirmation.
The confirmation.
The title deed.
Faith is the title deed. You know what title deed is? You know, when I want to give you a title deed for a land, I give you a CFO. What I gave you is a paper, but what I gave is a land. You get that? That title deed is your title deed. So when I faith gives you a title deed to God's inheritance. You have not seen the inheritance yet, but faith puts it in your hand. It is done. So if I give you a CFO, a CFO, I say you have a land in Asokoro. I gave you that. This, that's the title deed. You have not seen the land, but right there in your hand is the land already. That's how strong faith is. Faith is like the alert you get on your phone. You get an alert. Bing, bing. 300 million. 300 million. You know what happens to you immediately? You know you have not seen the money. Have you seen the money? But what happens immediately? Your mood changes. If you're very hungry before, you will just smile. If somebody mash you, say, no, it's nothing. It's not that deep, it's not that serious. Nothing will annoy you again. You have not seen the money, but yet you have a title deed to it. You see that? You have a title deed to it. What do you want to say next? Help me do more.
Of the things we hope for.
Of the things we hope for.
Being the proof of things we do not see.
It's the proof of the things we can't see. So faith is a proof of what you can't see yet. You can't see the healing yet, but faith is the proof of it. You can't see the job yet, but faith is the proof of it. When we're starting SLC, I didn't see you guys yet, even though we are SLC. You see that? But I saw you in my spirit. Faith sees that which is invisible. Are you following my point? Give me verse 3 in Amplified Classic Edition. Amplified.
By faith, we understand that
the world,
in bracket, during the successive ages,
these ages, yes,
were framed, in bracket, fashioned,
put in order,
and equipped for their intended purpose, by the word of God,
yes,
so that what we see was
so
not
that
made,
the things we see, the visible things we see, were not made
out of things which are visible,
out of things that can be seen. The visible world was framed by an invisible world. The entire world we see today was made by the word of God, which he called invincible. Faith cannot be seen, yet the results of faith are visible. See, I'm going to start today by what I titled the law of faith. And I called it law carefully. I called it law carefully because I want you to know that when you understand the law of a thing, then you can always maximize it. The law of faith. I'm laying fundamentals today, foundation today. The law of faith. If I understand the law of something, then I'll be able to take advantage of it. Then I'll be able to use it. If you understand the law or the way a thing works, then you can always predict its outcomes. If I understand how something operates, then I can always say, this is how it operates, and then I can take advantage of it. For instance, we understand the way gravity operates. Gravity operates by law. If I throw something up, what happens? It comes back down. Is that what happens? If I throw it up in Nigeria, what happens? Comes back down. If I go to Ghana, throw it up in Ghana, it comes back down. If I go to Sierra Leone, throw it up in Sierra Leone, it comes back down. I say, okay, maybe that's because we're in Africa. Now let's go to Asia. If I go to China, I go to Japan, whatever I throw up with what? Always come back down. So it is a law because it cuts across location. It cuts across status. If a rich man should jump down from a three-story building, what happens to him? Comes down. If a poor man jumps down, what happens to him? If a rich man in America jumps up from a third floor, what happens to him? If a rich man, one of our politicians, jumps down from a four-story building, what happens to him? Praise the Lord. The ground will not say, yeah, this is a very respectful man. It will not say this man has just given birth to a child. He needs to be out. It will say that because the law will cut across. So if I understand how a law works, I'm able to take advantage of it. Follow me closely. If I understand how the law of faith works, then I'm able to maximize my faith every time. How can I make my faith work every time? That's what I want to teach you this morning. There are questions around how faith works or faith doesn't work. The law of gravity operates even from the Garden of Eden. It was discovered. No law was initiated. Every law of motion, a law of aerodynamics. The law of aerodynamics does not cancel the law of gravity. The law of aerodynamics is, you know, powered by four basic principles. The principle of drag, of thrust, the principle of... What's the four principles of aerodynamics? Thrust, lift, weight, drag, and drag. So if I engage the law of aerodynamics, it suspends the law of gravity. And that's why my plane flies. Abi? Okay? It overpowers it. So it doesn't mean that the law of gravity is no longer there. But there's a superior law. Do you remember the Bible of Romans chapter 8, verse 3? That the law of spirit and life saved me from the law of sin and death. So there's a law of sin and death that is still functional today. But it's a superimposition of the law of spirit and life that renders the law of spirit and death null and void for the time that it's been engaged. Are you following my point? So the law of gravity is still engaged, but the law of aerodynamics superimposes on it. If you know how a thing works, the reason why we are able to stand here is because of the law of gravity. The reason why we are able to build these buildings is because of the law of gravity. We have understood how it works, and then we can take advantage of it. If you don't understand how it works, you may be able to take advantage. So I'm going to just run through the principles, you know, one by one. I'm going to say about three or four this morning. Then subsequently in the next weeks, I'm going to begin to consolidate on each of them. Number one is that faith must come by hearing. Fundamental. Faith comes by hearing. Very popular scripture. Romans 10 verse 17. Help me do more. Romans 10 verse 17.
So faith comes by hearing. Open bracket, what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching,
yes,
of the message that came from the lips of Christ the Messiah himself.
Okay, so go back to King James. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. That means faith does not come by prayer. In this church today, we are going to be studying the subject of faith. There is no amount of prayer you are going to pray that will give you faith. Faith does not come by prayer. Faith does not come by prophecy. I cannot lay hands on you and impact you with faith. I can't do that. Faith comes by only one way. How?
Hearing.
Hearing. That means if I am weak in faith, and that means I've been weak in hearing. It's an automatic system. The more you hear, the more faith you're going to have. The more you hear God's word concerning your health, the more faith you're going to have concerning your health. I've said that over and over again. The more you hear God's word concerning provision and your prosperity, the more faith you're going to have concerning prosperity and your provision. The more faith you hear about children, that you cannot be barren, the more word you hear, the more faith you're going to have. You don't pray for faith. You don't fast for faith. You hear for faith. You hear for faith. The more you hear, the more faith you are going to have. So this week and this month will be teaching to ensure that your faith is stirred. The word of God is a cure for faithlessness. Help me, Mark chapter 6 from verse 1 to 6. Mark chapter 6. Give it in King James. Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 6.
And he went out from thence.
Yes.
And came into his own country.
Yes.
And his disciples followed him.
Yes.
And when the Sabbath day was come,
yeah,
he began to teach in the synagogue.
Yeah.
And many hearing him were astonished,
yeah,
saying, from whence had this man these things?
Yes.
And what wisdom is this which is given unto him?
Yeah.
That even such mighty works are wrought by his hands.
Yes.
Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary?
Is not this the carpenter, son of Mary? Yes.
The brother of James?
Yes.
And Joseph?
Yes.
And of Judah?
Yes.
And Simon?
Yeah.
And not his sisters here with us?
Yes.
And they were offended at him.
They were offended at him.
But Jesus said unto them,
yes,
a prophet is not without honor.
They were offended at him because they know him. They say, well, it's not you. Is he finished now? Is he finished? Say, is he not our brother? Every prophet is someone's brother. Every pastor is someone's kinsman. No prophet was thrown down from heaven. All the big men of God that we have today, all of them were born by a woman. So God said, hey, is he not our brother? The Bible says he went to his own country. And because he went to his own country, they did not honor him. You see, unbelief will stem out of dishonor. Mm-hmm. Is it not him? There are people that dishonor their pastor. And I know how people honor. There are people that honor their pastor. There is no way you will not draw virtue from what you value. There is no way. I'm telling you the truth. There is no way. If you honor someone in your heart, car, even without the person's intention, you will draw virtue from that person. You see, I cannot control the anointing of my life. I cannot even decide who gets it or who doesn't get it. Are you following my point? I have seen people tap out of God's grace on my life that I do not even want to give them. But they honor me. And because this was a gift from God, he that gave it to me took out of it and gave to them. That was what happened to Elijah and Elisha. Elisha got double portion of Elijah's spirit. There was no way Elijah could have given Elisha double portion of his spirit because he doesn't have double portion of it. He only has one portion. But you see, he honored. The Bible says this is Elisha that poured water in the hands of Elijah. It's honor. In all my ministry days, I've met some people who have drawn from me like no business. I know a woman on campus. Kai. Her name is Busayo. Jesus. I don't know any other person that's drawn so much. One day she called me that her elder brother had contracted HIV. And that her mom had gotten an injury on her palm that was not healing. So I went to see her and we talked about it. And I said, you know, the Bible says if you walk in a storm, blah, 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 you can calm your storm, you can do that. And I was saying all those stories. She was talking like this. Okay. Uh-huh. I said, okay, let me go. No, sir, you cannot go yet. I said, he said, calm that storm for me now. I said, you know, when you want to calm yourself, he said, story, Philip, me, I know you. Speak now. And without, you know, it was like on the main road. I was not serious about it. I said, okay, yeah, give me your hand. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thereby cast away. I thereby, in the name of Jesus, be healed. He said, amen. She was serious. She called me a week after. HIV positive, turned to negative. Even me, I was shocked. Huh? She said, yes, and my mommy's hand is already healing. Already. Then she got married and didn't have a child. And I was on the streets of Oshodi. I can never forget because I was on Oshodi. If you know Oshodi in those days, Oshodi, very noisy place. And you cannot just be bringing out your phone to be making phone call in Oshodi in those days. That might be your last call. From there, your phone is called to glory. Oh my God. So she called me. She said, Philip, I have you in my life. And I've been barren since I got married. And I have you in my life. I said, you know what? I'm not in the right place. He said, no. Speak a word now. I said, you know what I mean? I said, speak a word now. now. I cannot be barren and have you in my life. So I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare fruitful. In the name of Jesus. She called me by month end. She was pregnant. She gave birth to twins. Honor and value, we always draw virtue. Always. Continue, Duma. What does it say next?
Without honor, but in his own country,
yes,
and among his own kin,
yes,
and in his own house,
yes,
and he could there do no mighty.
The Bible says Jesus, the anointed Jesus, the Lord of hosts, the King of kings, the one with whom there is no limitation of power. The Bible says he could not do. What is the meaning of could not? Eh? Eh? Enough it. Abi, how will you know that you could not if you didn't attempt? How will you know? You know, the Bible does not say that he will not. He said what? Look at it now. What does the Bible say? That means he lays on them and they didn't heal. He said, I'm Jesus. Lay hands on them. The Bible says he was marveled. What does it mean to marvel? He was surprised. Surprise. Ah. He was shocked. I am Jesus. I couldn't heal. For the first time in his ministry, he couldn't heal anybody because they had no faith in him. So what did he do to them? The Bible says he went about doing what? Teaching. Because teaching and hearing the word of God is the cure to unbelief. The more God's word you hear, the more faith you're going to have. In Luke chapter 5 verse 15, the Bible says that people came to him from everywhere to hear and be healed of his sickness. Luke chapter 6 verse 17, the Bible says multitudes came from everywhere to hear him and to be healed. Jesus will always teach before he heals. Always. And I do that too. Before I pray for people, I like to teach them God's word. You see, because our prayers are not answered because of the length of the prayer or because of the loudness of our voice or because of the amount of people that pray together. Oluwa, she, Oluwa, she. No. Our prayers are answered because they are strong in faith that's been built by hearing. Hearing. They came to hear and be healed. There was a lady who has been barren for a while. I didn't know. She brought her friend to me who had fibroid for 5 years for me to pray for. And I was praying for her friend. And in praying for her friends, I shared God's word about God's word for fruitfulness for her. And I shared my own testimony. I've shared my testimony too many times. I shouldn't share it again this morning. But you know my testimony, don't you? Yes. You know my testimony, don't you? You know my testimony. There's too much. I have 19 minutes and I want to keep the time today. This will not trust me again. You know. I've now lost trust. Oh God, I don't work well with time. Maybe you guys should bear bail. Bang, bang. Amen. Okay, I'll say my testimony some other. But my wife and I had a testimony around how we had our first child. If you are just here for the first time and you really want to hear it, you can. I'll find a way to get it to you somehow. Amen. Okay, so she heard that testimony. Now listen to me. She had been barren and I did not know. So she would call me every day. Bro, Philly, can you share that testimony with me again? I will share it with her. Because I didn't know that she was barren. Because you know, some couples used to wait on the Lord for 2 years. So some people just decide that they don't want to have children. And it's very, very uncultured to be asking people, how far now? If you are here and you're doing that thing, with the Lord will zip your mouth. Don't go about asking couples, you don't reach now, checking people's stomach. Every monitoring spirit will catch fire. It's wrong. It's very wrong. When your brother gets married, don't go and be looking at the wife's stomach. It's wrong. Very wrong. Very wrong. All right? So we don't ask people. So because she didn't tell me, I didn't presume that she was waiting on the Lord, but she had been married for a while. So she had the testimony over and over. Listen to me. Over and over. She added so much. She would call me at the point I was even tired. I would say it again from beginning. Say, hey, so there was a part you missed out on. She would hear it from beginning to the end. Every time. When her faith got strong, listen to me, she was waiting on the Lord. She was about to travel to Ibadan with her husband. As she was about to go, she felt that her blood was coming. But her faith had been so steered. And she spoke to the blood. You blood, go back. In the name of Jesus. She went to her wardrobe, opened her wardrobe, and she had a stack of sanitary pads there. She spoke to the sanitary pads. This is the Bible says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you would speak. You see, faith doesn't speak to God about the mountain. It speaks to the mountain about God. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Don't use your faith for God. Use your faith for your mountain. So she spoke to the sanitary pads. The husband was scared. He said, ah, we are traveling. He said, no, I'm not going to use you. Get me that my cream trousers. That my light color. That's what I'm going to wear. She wore her light cream trousers and they went to the plane. No sanitary pads, light cream trousers. Someone say violent faith. You see, she has heard it too much. Her faith had become crazy. Her husband, even her husband's unbelief could no longer stop her. 9 months after they had their baby. When I carried the baby in my hands, I was teary. Because I did not know. I did not know she was waiting. I wasn't praying for her. I wasn't fasting for her. I was just telling her the testimony every time. Every time. And just by hearing, she steered up faith. My question now is, where did that blood that was coming, where did it go to? You see, Bible is superior to biology. What of ovulation was Mary ovulating when she got pregnant of Jesus? What menopause? Sarah had already passed menopause. It's menopoil. You see, because there's menopause, there's menostop, there's menospoil. Pause means that you can continue. Stop means that we have come to the end. Spoil means that what is budget? 90-year-old. What ovulation? Was she ovulating? And she got pregnant of a promised child. Because Bible and the word of God is superior to biology. Faith comes by hearing. I'll share more about this month. Number two, faith needs to be planted. Faith needs to be planted. Matthew chapter 17 verse 29. The Bible says, if you have faith as mustard seed. And we know that in context, what the Bible says in context was that I was referring to faith in the context of size. But by looking at other illustrations in scriptures, we found out that faith indeed was like a mustard seed that needs to be planted. And the principles of seed in the entire scriptures are the most strongest principles in scriptures. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. The word of God, sowing it and then reaping it is so important. So important. The Bible says faith is like a seed. You don't plant a seed on the day you need the fruit. You don't plant a seed on the day you need the fruit. You don't wait till you are hungry for mango fruits and then go and look for mango seed. It's too late. If you wait until the day that you need faith to build faith, then you are too late. It's too late. I spoke about if you had issues around your body. It's at that time, and particularly if it's an emergency, I don't encourage people to try their life out on a faith that they have not built over time. Don't compare yourself with someone who has been building faith for years. I've been building faith on my health for almost 20 years. 20 years! Ah! That tree is in my garden. I don't struggle. I just go and pluck the fruit. I told you the story of how I was hemorrhaging. I was passing out blood from my system. I went to the toilet, blood everywhere. I got up from the toilet. Ah, what's this? I put my hands on my belly. You foul devil. Take your hands off God's property. Because the moment I saw that blood, all kinds of things came through my mind. This must be intestinal burst. This must be colon cancer. This must be large intestine typhoid. This must be appendicitis, thyroid. This must be, you know, all those thoughts were flying through my mind. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Is this how I'm going to die like this and leave the children behind with my wife? All kinds of thoughts will fly through your head. You see blood. Put my hands on my belly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because I'm healed. I rebuke you, devil. Now, take your hands off my body. You foul spirit. Came out of the toilet, went again the second time, saw blood. The same quantity of blood didn't reduce. I stood up, said, Father, I thank you. I'm healed, completely healed. Because if you look at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, and the things that are not seen are eternal. Understand that scripture. And I went again, blood everywhere. Fourth time, blood everywhere. Stood up from the toilet, said the same thing. Father, I thank you. Because I'm healed completely. I'm healed, and my healing is perfect and made perfect in you. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' presence, I didn't speak to Satan again. I spoke to him once. And once as he heard, and twice will he hear, that all power belongs to Jesus. I went back the fifth time and no trace of blood. It's been 2 years now. No trace of blood. No trace of blood. I never went to the hospital. I never did a check. Now, if you have not had faith before, quickly go and check. Are you following my point? If you see something like that and it's a life-threatening situation, that is not the time to quickly open the Bible and begin to say, okay, well, that's not the time. You will first know what the problem is. Except it's not life-threatening. If it is not life-threatening, then you can now begin to build your faith. Are you following my point? Many have died. Many have died. And if you don't have someone from whose fruit you can pluck a faith, a fruit faith or healing faith, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. The devil has come against my family severally. Health severally. My children severally. And I've shared testimony with you before, my second daughter, how suddenly she screamed and we saw her cheeks swelling up like this as if there was a spiritual vulcanizer just pumping it in. She was screaming. Screaming, my wife said, hey, sweetheart. I rushed to the place and I slapped it. Stop it, you foul devil. Take your hands off my daughter. Until we went back down. I have the tree in my house. I have the tree in my house. Why? I've been planting it. If you check my old Bible, my first Bible, there is no way Jesus Christ healed the sick that I have not marked. I used to tell my wife, if somebody comes to this house and is healing, just open my Bible. Anywhere you see H, Jesus Christ healed the sick. I have marked H everywhere. That means I have studied everywhere Jesus Christ healed the sick. So much I have planted it in my heart. That's why it's very difficult. It's very difficult. If I'm running high fever now, you know what it means? It's because of the word of God that is like fire in my bones. That's what is radiating heat. If you check it, the Bible says, can you carry fire in your bosom and not be burnt? You have touched fire. If I'm vomiting blood out of the abundance of my heart, for out of my belly shall flow what? It's the blood of Jesus flowing everywhere to save the world. But I've been planting it. When are you going to start planting the seed of God for health for your old age? Don't wait till you have arthritis. Don't wait till you have all these things that happen to old people. Arthritis, eye conditions, sight conditions. Don't wait till all those times. When I was going to do my law school, I was coming for law school, they said they're going to test our eyes. You know, they do eye tests in law school. And I'm very proud. So they said, can you read what's on the wall? I said, where should we stand? They said, stand there. I went 6 steps backward. I read it. My eyesight are perfect. Why? I've been speaking it though. I'm not going to wait till I have high blood what? Never. You know, because of the kind of work I do and all the things, my wife will say, please check your blood pressure. And please do check your blood pressure. Check your blood pressure. My wife said, check your blood pressure. Because, you know, I'm always panting. We're going to do this. We're supposed to do that. This is the same. I said, check. So one day we're in hospital. Somebody was about to do something. So we're in hospital together. So we now have a blood pressure machine. My wife now went up. I said, go and check your blood pressure. My wife now went up. She said, hey, but only God knows what his blood pressure is going to be. She told me later. I said, that's why I went out. So I asked them to check it. It was 120/80. I said, is that the perfect one? I said, if it's not the perfect one, tell me, I want to reduce it now. Any number you think is perfect, now. If you think that 130 is the perfect one, you check it, it's already 130. So they said, that's because it's not, if you check my genotype, it's the perfect genotype. Any genotype that is needed, that's what it is. Any problem, any sugar level, I will be saying it, this is my long, anything, we need your sugar level to be this, we should be what? You were here that day the lady came here, you had glaucoma test. You here? And the doctor said our test was so-so number. I said, go back. You were here, Abby? And they went back and she says, it's normal. Words. I've been building faith since when? 30. I did not wait till now. Why do I have my children like that? I can't even give back mistakenly. Why? I've been speaking it. Don't wait till you get married. I shall be a fruitful man. I'm a student of Hebrew. No, no. Do that now. Long before the husband comes, long before the wife comes. And some men think it's only women. Yo, sometimes men have sperm count that has problem. Men have problem. Problem. Many men have, they don't have low, they have no sperm count. But men think it's not their problem. So we pray, you find only women coming for prayers, only men coming for prayers, and the man is there just philandering. And the man is the problem. So speak to your seed. Bible says, my seed shall be mighty upon the earth. That's the scripture for your sperm. My seed is mighty. Low sperm, what? Hyper sperm. Supra. Supra sperm. I break through every entrance. In the name of Jesus. When will you start speaking about it? Now! You are going about fornicating. Nobody got pregnant. You think you know how to withdraw? You think you know how to withdraw? I don't want to go there. Number three. Faith is planted and released by words. Number one is what? Number two? Number three, faith is planted and released by words. Bible says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you would say to the mountain. If you can't say it, then you don't believe it yet. If you can't say it, then you don't believe it. Anything you can't say, you don't believe. Anything you cannot say, you don't believe it. If you can't say confidently that I'm going to be prosperous on this land, then you don't believe it. If you can't say that I'm going to be a fruitful vine, even in my old age, I'll be bearing fruits, then you don't believe it. Anything you can't say, you don't believe. The Bible says if you have faith as a mustard seed, you would say to the mountain. Romans chapter 10 verse 4 to 9. Help me do more. Romans 10, 4 to 9. Romans 10, 4 to 9. Help me.
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness.
Yes.
To everyone that believes.
Everyone that believes, yes.
For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law.
Yes.
That the man which doeth those things shall live by them.
Yes.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise.
Yes.
Say not in their heart.
Yes.
Who shall ascend into heaven?
Who shall ascend unto heaven?
That is to yes. bring Christ down from above.
Yeah.
Or who shall descend into the deep?
Yes.
That is to bring up Christ again from the dead.
Yes.
But what saith it?
What saith it?
The word is nigh thee.
The word is nigh
even
you.
In thy mouth.
The word is in your mouth.
And
yes.
In thy heart.
And in your heart.
That is
the word.
The word of faith,
yes.
which we preach,
yes.
that if thou shalt confess,
if thou shalt confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus,
and shall believe in thy heart,
and you would believe in your heart
that God raised him from the
that
dead,
God raised him from the dead,
thou shalt be saved.
You will be saved. You believe with your heart. You confess with your mouth. You see, your mouth is what feeds your heart. The way to plant faith is to plant it by saying it. That's how to plant faith. You put it in your mouth and you say it till it's planted in your heart. I said to you last Sunday, if your mouth feeds your heart with the word of God abundantly when you don't need it, your heart will feed your mouth with the word of God spontaneously on the day of crisis when you need it. The things that you say in the day of danger and the way you react in the day of trouble will let me know what you've been planted in your heart before that day. If you have been planting the word of God in your heart before that day, your heart will pour out the word of God into your mouth. It says it's nigh unto you. If you say it with your mouth and believe it with your heart. Some people think that it starts with believing. No, it starts with saying. It starts with saying. It starts with saying. Sometimes you have to say something long enough to believe it.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't start. If you want to wait till you believe it before you say it, you may never believe it.
Yes, sir.
Everything around you doesn't look like it. You say, I am prosperous. I am blessed in this city. I am blessed in the city. I'm not stranded. In this city of Abuja, I will not be stranded. I will live in choice places. As you are saying it, it's registering in your heart. If you want to keep quiet till the day you believe it, you may never see it. You may never see it. Look at Mark 11 verse 24. Mark 11 verse 24. King James, Mark 11 verse 24. Let me show you something. Very, very powerful.
Therefore I say unto you.
Yes.
What things whatsoever.
No, go to verse 23. This is verse 23. Verse 24. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
Verse 24.
Therefore, yes. I like verse 23, not 24.
Okay.
Verse 24 is the second one after.
Verily I say unto you, yes? That whosoever shall say unto
this mountain. So let's look at this together. The Bible says, whosoever shall say. How many says that? Number one, Abby. Okay, continue.
Be thou removed.
Yes.
And be thou cast into the sea.
Yes.
And shall not doubt in his heart.
And shall not doubt in his heart.
But shall believe
that.
Then
we have, how many believe now? Eh? How many believe?
One.
So we have one say and one. Okay, continue.
That those things which he said.
How many say now?
Two.
Two say, one believe. Yes, again.
Shall come to pass.
Yes.
He shall have whatsoever he said.
So how many say do you have now?
Three.
So we have three say to one believe. Sometimes you have to say these things three times to even believe it.
Yes, sir.
Say appeared three times. Believe appeared only once. And so your problem might even be that you're waiting to believe it first. It is by saying it that you believe it. When we're going to start SLC, I put pictures of multitudes before me. You see, I'm a choir member. I'm a tenor singer. I had zero experience in pastoring. Everyone that left our church, the church where I left to start this church, everyone that left that church came back to beg. Everyone came back to beg. And my pastor stand on the stage and call someone and say, Brian, Pastor Susan. So even though he left, we are the ones that pay his house rent. He just came here to beg us for house rent last week. Abi, is that not what happened? It will say yes, yes. One of the pastors there, he had to even give, he said the pastor didn't have a sermon to preach, he had to give me a whole sermon for a whole year. He said, if you go, you have to still come back. You come back to beg. So when we're leaving, people said, they'll leave them. They wasn't come back to beg. I said, over my dead body. My seed shall be mighty upon the earth. So I put pictures of Bishop Oyedepo, of Renan Bonke, of Pastor Adeboye. I put them on my, I said, look, Philip, you will not pastor a small church. You will not pastor a small church. You will not pastor weak people. The church will grow before your eyes. I kept saying it. Even though the prevailing circumstances around me was contrary to the situation, I believe yet for what the word of God says. The Bible says, why are we looking at the things that can be seen? The things that can be seen are temporal. The things that are going to be seen are eternal. You keep saying it. You keep saying it. My wife's, my father-in-law's testimony is not a new testimony. Most of us must have heard the testimony before. We keep saying it until we see it. I'm going to show you a scripture now. Open Mark. Put your hands in Mark chapter 5. We're going to read Amplified Classic Edition for Mark chapter 5, verse 28, and Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. So let me tell you the story. My father-in-law had an accident. And he was hit by a vehicle. He was jogging, early morning jogging. I think his phone dropped. He bent down to pick the phone. And a car that was coming hit his head. And hit his head, and his head hit the road, the floor. And it was so strong, the impact was so strong that about four or five of his teeth fell off immediately. So I was just coming from the court that morning. And I was called that my father-in-law was in Asokoro Hospital. I rushed there. You see that? When I got there, I saw him lying on the slab. His head was twisted like this, all bloody. I didn't say anything. You see, I need to teach you this. First words are very critical. If you don't know what to say, keep quiet. I didn't see anything. I saw him there. His head was twisted, all bloody. I didn't see anything. I just kept muttering, no, this cannot be it. This cannot be. There's no death in my family. There's no death in our family. In the name of, I just kept muttering. As I was doing that, my wife walked in. And my wife had a very strange, unusual calmness. I asked her one day what happened that day. She just looked at me like this. You know why she was doing that? Because I've prayed for other people's problem. You know that if I pray for someone that is sick and doesn't get healed, it's not really my business. She, you know. She, really, to be sincere. If I can say, be healed, be taught to you according to your faith. And if a person does not get it, I can say, yeah. Well, God knows best. Because you don't live with me. But I will not have a house to go to if this man doesn't get up. Because it's my father-in-law. So my wife just sat there and looking at me. They gave us a written severe head injury. You know, doctors, how you write? Brain scan. This one, that one, that one. Shh, Bah! Hey! They gave us a report. I said, Holy Ghost, what do we do? He said, go to Guagalada. You see, there must be some form of peace in your spirit enough to be able to hear the voice of God in the day of crisis. Prepare for these days, they will come. Don't tell me I didn't warn you. It's not a curse. The devil will come. And that's why you cannot wait for things to go upside down before you start building faith and capacity. So I said, we are going to the hospital at Guadalajara. I've never been there before, but the Holy Ghost says, go there. Everybody said, but there's no brain scanning machine in Guadalajara. I said, but the Holy Ghost said, go to Guadalajara. So we carried this man in an ambulance, unconscious, all bloodied, with a doctor's report in my hands. We slammed the door. The ambulance was going, wah, 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 wah. Guagalada. My friends were calling me, we're doctors. Philip, there is no brain scanning machine, Guagalada. Turn back. Go back. Come to Metama. I said, the Holy Ghost said, go to Guagalada. So I dropped my phone. And for 90 solid minutes, I grabbed this man's head and spoke in violent tongues. Ekuku, bliku, bliku. Ikitaliki baka, sanini niata, itiliki taka, entoliki fliki fliki fliata. Just there's nothing wrong with your head. There is nothing wrong with your head. 90 solid minutes. There is nothing wrong with your head. Bloodied, unconscious. There is nothing wrong with your head. When we got to Guagalada, the head was swollen. Swollen. His head was twisted like this. Because that was the point of impact. When we go to the hospital, guess what? They had just brought a brand new brain surgery machine. Brand new. From Germany. With rubber. Nobody knew. Only the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost. And not only that, they were running a free test for everyone that week. Free. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost knew. So they put him in the machine and they checked. They checked all his body. Everywhere was broken apart from his head. His hands were broken. His legs were broken. His waist broken. He had fractures everywhere. So I said, Holy Ghost, what happened? He said, you were talking only to the edge. You were talking only to the head. He said, I made this world with my words. A man's bone cannot be a problem. Speak. Speak. Ha! I will never forget. Because this was my life. I was lying dead in our presence. Fractured, bloodied, everything. Only it was fresh. They didn't even have to do anything to his head. Everything was intact. Because we kept speaking. Mark chapter 5. Amplify, what does it say?
For she kept saying,
if I only touch his garments. This woman has been saying it even before she saw Jesus. If I touch his garment, I will be healed. If I touch his garment, I will be healed. If I touch it, she kept saying it. That's how to plant and release your faith. Matthew chapter 9 puts it in a very beautiful way. What does it say? Matthew chapter 9. 28. Matthew 9, 28. Amplified. What does it say?
When he reached the house.
Yes.
And went in. The blind man.
This is Matthew 9, 28. Okay, what we read was Matthew 9. I beg your pardon. Mark 9. Okay, so what I want us to read is Matthew 9, 21. That was Mark 9, 28. Abby? So this Matthew 9, 21 is she kept saying to herself. She kept saying to herself, if I touch. You know, I spoke to myself all the time. I was just speaking to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm blessed. I'm a city without walls. There is no limit to my expansion. I break forth to the right. I break forth to the left. I break forth to the north. I break forth to the south. I walk in plenty. I have abundance of all things. Everything favors me. Everywhere I go, people like me for no reason. I say those words. I don't say what the news is saying. I don't say what Hollywood is saying, because you cannot be speaking Hollywood and be speaking his holy word. It's two different ways. I don't say what everyone else is saying. She kept speaking to herself. Look at Amplified Classic for Matt. That's Amplified Classic for Matthew chapter. What are we reading now? That's for Amplified. Is this Amplified? Matthew 9, Mark 9:28. Did you read Amplified? Mark 5:28. We did Amplified. Let's look at Amplified Classic. Amplified Classic. For Matthew 9:21. Amplified Classic. Matthew 9:21, what does it say?
For she kept saying to herself.
Same thing. She kept saying to herself. She kept saying to herself. She kept, somebody say, kept saying. She was still feeling the pain. She kept saying it. Nothing has changed yet. She kept saying. She woke up that morning, there was still blood. She kept saying it. By the evening, there was still blood. She kept saying it. 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 Everything around her didn't look like it. She kept saying it. How will you get a job after NYC? I will get a job. I will get a job. I'll be an employer of labor. I will not be standing on this. She kept saying it. The news says, okay, there's this amount of unemployed people. That does not concern you. Why? You keep saying the word. What does the word say about your finance? What does the word say about your health? What does the word say about your life? What does it say about your marriage? She kept saying it. They are diverse. Over 3,000 diverse. In Nigeria, don't consign me. Nothing concern light of the world. Why? I kept saying it. Nothing concern light of the world. Oh, I kept saying it. I kept saying it. I kept saying it. Ah, I don't have time. I kept saying it. I had a lot to show you the story of Jairus. How that Jairus had to stay on his confession in the midst of an opposing contrary information. I kept saying. Faith is a force. I love faith. Because we started this church by faith. We started this church by faith. Our first venue would cost us $100,000 every month. We paid the first $100,000. We paid the second $100,000. We started by faith. We didn't have money. I resigned from my office. By the third month, someone just came from the church, a single sister. She said, Pastor, would you mind if I keep paying this $100,000? I said, help yourself. We kept saying it. We came into this place by faith. We dropped all the money that we had when we were coming here. All our money could only last for like 3 months. And we came in January. We came half month of December. You know, remember, how many of you guys remember? We came 2 weeks in December. We now went back. That means I've already used 2.5 months. You know what I mean? 2.5 months. And we came in January. So that means our money was going to expire in March. March last year, friends. We're in June. We're in May this year. Our money would expire March last year. How did we survive? We were spending faith. Faith is the currency of the spirit. You've heard me say that? Faith is the currency of the spirit. You call forth into the visible world. You buy it by faith into the visible, tangible world. Faith is the currency of the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still have so much to say, but my time is over. Oh, glory to God. Can you just bust down in tongues this morning? Me bado shetaya. He kabrade siyataya. He radabako shenene mata. Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. He parados kendele bradiyataya. He kabaradabado sinenenenenene mataya. Ekta shambra babo sutea. Eka bare jabrata. Rikatele barada bakasaya. Engande de debio shikabababata. Emboroboko suriata. Embrande mbambo sopra kateka. Eshagabababababababababata. Mambrande le barada baka. Zegadala bababaskodolo brosia. Embreketele gedebasa. Somebody pray in tongues, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you pray beyond the limitations of your language. You pray beyond the limitations of your vocabulary. You pray in the spirit. And you pray in the spirit. You pray beyond the limitations of doubt. Ika, shika, skate, mandra, kas, kilabata. Speak into the future. Speak into tomorrow. Speak. Hit it. Shaka, patos, ketaya. Embarada, shinana namata. Echo ko ba ba bo sute kata jiga bari tahai mendre ketele baradaba erako boko suparadaba embrakatele kamashkaya eto. Speak over your children. Your children unborn. Speak over your children unborn. Speak over your marriage. The marriage you don't even have yet. Kerata siyabataya. Kerabaka skataya. Speak over your finance. Speak over that business. Release your faith. Release your faith. Release your faith. Nations are looking for you. Kings are searching for you. Queens are calling for you. Hey, they are calling for you. Sharabaka kanabataya. Rakabala deva sinanaya. Mamba baba shakabaya. Ekabaratasa. Somebody speak. Speak this morning. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Sharataya. Speak live. Speak live. Speak live. Koradabakataya ba. And bam 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 bata. Speak about your life. Speak about your hell. Shea Basco Plate. And I came. Shakabarada Batar. Rekabababakosiata. I prosper beyond my imagination. I live in health. I live in health. I live in health. I live in health. Oh, Shalabababataya. Rakabababakaskata. I prosper. I prosper. I live in health. Things are working for me. Doors are opening for me. In the name of Jesus. I am not stranded. I am not stranded. Jekta, Papos, Note, Prate, Kataya. Reka Bababaton. Come on, speak. I want to hear your voices. Speak. That's not the water is seed. You plant a seed by words. You water it by words. Look at you, look at you. Nothing is working. And you are quiet. Everywhere you turn, disfavor everywhere. And you are quiet. Speak. Change the situation. Open your mouth. Release your words. Turn things around. Turn things around. By words. Look at your family. Nobody's making it in your family. All your siblings, nothing to write home about, and you are quiet. Nobody has excelled, and you are quiet. Nobody has expanded, and you are quiet. You are quiet. Open your own mouth. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Open your mouth. Speak. Are working for me. Things are working for me. Things are working for me. Things are working for me. Everything works on my behalf. Olamade, Embrande Lebosia, Prekabata Labatara. Oh, yo, 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 yo. 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes. Release. Release. You are traveling abroad. Speak ahead of your arrival. As I'm going to that city, as I'm going to that land, the land favors me. The land favors me. That land favors me. Shaya kabataya, marakabataya. Thank you, Jesus. Before you travel or relocate, speak. Every city I'm traveling to, you're going to Canada, you're going to UK, you're going to the US, speak ahead. Before I reach there, things are settled. The land favors me. The ground beneath me is fertile. The heavens over me is open. The air around me is favorable. I enjoy supernatural favor. Embracosia. You are getting a new job. Speak ahead before you resume that job. Everything there will be. Everything.
Eleboke, Embloko, Ilegaba. That's how to release your faith. That's it. That's how to release your faith. Don't shut your mouth. Release your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Release it. Things have to change. Your words can change your family. Bible says the world was framed by the word of God. Your family is turning around. Morning, because I'm going to pray for you. Some of you here today, you are going to benefit from years of planting. You are going to reap from a planting you have not sowed into. This morning, I'm going to release faith over your finance. I'm going to release faith over your health. If you are here and you are sick in your body, you must make up your mind that you are not going back home sick. Before I pray, finally, there's a category of people I need to pray for very fast. Very, very fast. If you're in this place today and you don't know Jesus, you're in this house today and you're not born again, all eyes closed while you are praying in the spirit, all eyes closed, bow your heads, keep praying in the spirit. If you are here and you are not born again, that means you are not with Jesus. Maybe you used to be with Jesus before, but you have walked away from him. And maybe today God brought you here just for this purpose. Before things begin to turn around for your life, he wants to give you peace with God. He wants to give you eternal life. Maybe you are in this house this morning. My heart burns for you. Why stay back in the hands of Satan? Why stay back outside the fold of God? Why stay in the cold hands of sickness and death when you can come to Jesus? Maybe you are in this house today. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. I used to be born again, but I walked away. Pray for me. I have never known Jesus before. All eyes closed while you are praying in tongues. All eyes closed. Please, wherever you are, lift up your right hands. I want to see you. I want to pray with you this morning. Lift up your right hands. If you're like that, lift up your right hands. Lift up your right hands. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every hand. Lift up your eyes and I want to see you from where you are. You want to say, Pastor, I must have come here because of this. I must have come here for this purpose. I don't want to stay where Satan is. I want my life to change. Wherever you are, please, where you are, all eyes closed, please, come out quickly. Come out. Come out to the front here. Come out to the front. I want to pray with you right in the front. All eyes closed, please. All eyes closed. Please come out quickly, quickly, quickly. If you raised up your hands, come out quickly. Come out. I want to pray for you here. If you raised up your right hand, come out. I want to pray for you. You are not with Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, please, I don't want to go back home the same way I came. I don't want to go back home without knowing that my name is written in the book of life. I don't want to go back home without knowing that Jesus has set me free. I don't want to go back to my old ways. If you are still seated in the house and you need to come out, you need to come out now. You need to come out now. I need to pray for you right here. Today is the day of salvation. Don't turn it to tomorrow. Don't say, Pastor, give me to tomorrow. I don't want to give it to tomorrow. I don't want to turn to tomorrow what Jesus is ready to do today. I don't want to postpone to tomorrow what Jesus is willing to do today. Whatever you are, come out. Come closer to me. Come closer. Things are going to change. Things are going to change. Say after me, say, Jesus, I come to you today. I cannot save myself. Jesus, only you can save me. Today I declare, I'm turning back from my old ways. I'm coming to you, Jesus. Take me in your hands. Blot my name from the book of death. Write my name in your book of life. Let my life not remain the same again. From today, I declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Father, standing before you today are my new siblings. The family is getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are coming to know you. I thank you because you are the one that draws men to yourself. You said in your word that except the Father draws them, they will not come. You are the one that draws them. So I ask, Lord, that you do for them what you did for me. That you do to them what you did to me. And that let their lives never remain the same again. In Jesus' precious name. Okay, so look at me. Look at me. Look at me. See that lady there? Just go with her. She's going to give you all the details that you need. And then we can celebrate together. All right, let's give the Lord a big hand. Come on.
My life is for you this morning. I said by prophecy that the Lord will cause you to reap where you have not sown. You know the Bible says it? He said, other men have labored. Do you know that scripture? But ye are walking to their labor. Other men have labored. Today, I have labored for years. But I want you to walk in into that labor this morning. I have labored for years. I've labored, I've built, I've planted, I've confessed for years. But I want your faith this morning to take possession of what you didn't work for. Lift your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to your children this morning. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, every affliction of the devil, every buffeting of Satan, every ailment, every condition, every health situation that does not agree with God's word, I speak to your heart, I speak to your lungs, I speak to your eyes, I speak to your kidneys, I speak to your blood, I speak to your bones. All that I've ever labored for in the world, step into it in the name of Jesus. Walk into it in the name of Jesus. Walk into it in the name of Jesus. I speak to your marriage, even if you don't have one yet. I speak to your children that are unborn. I speak to your children that are already born. Your hands will not bury your children. Your hands will not bury your children. Your hands will not bury your children. I speak to your finance. The Lord will cause doors to be opened for you. He will plant strange helps, strange helpers. Kings, queens, people you don't even know. People who like you for no reason. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have struggled before. From tomorrow. Everywhere you have been rejected before. Every door that has been shut against you before. I declare now. As your faith is strong to receive it. You are being recalled. You are being recalled. You are being recalled. Business proposals that have been refused. Business propositions that have been rejected. Files that have been kept away or thrown out. I declare they are being recalled. People that need to remember you. People that have forgotten you. People that have promised you stuff. Said they were going to do this for you, do that for you. And somehow they forgot you. After the order of the butler that remembered Joseph. I declare they supernaturally remember you. In the name of Jesus. I am here in my spirit. People that have been owed money. There are some of you, the money that people are owing you, if they can only pay back, things will turn around. I declare now, everyone that is due to have paid you back what is due to you, they are under supernatural pressure. They pay back speedily. In the name of Jesus. That word is for somebody. They pay back speedily. In the name of Jesus. I see in my spirit. As though there was a grant that was already approved. But the money was not released. I saw that you have an approver. But the money was not released. I declare under heaven. Whatever agency needs to favor you. Whatever person needs to be brought back to office. Whatever person needs to be supernaturally reminded. The angels of God will go ahead of you. And they will cause it to be done.
I said they will cause it to be done in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and begin to worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Come on. This morning, doors are opening already. Some of you, before you leave here, you get that text message. Come and resume on Monday. Come and resume tomorrow. Come and collect it tomorrow. The approval is ready. Come and pick it up. We are ready to go now. You are one of the chosen ones. The flight is approved. All expense paid trip. You are the favored one. MD has approved it. I said you will receive the message. In the name of Jesus. We are going to celebrate this moment with a solid thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.